The following program contains coarse language.
It is intended only for mature audiences.
For sexual references, adult themes.
Viewer discretion is advised.
Safety Net Studio presents
Wheeler After Dark.
Happy Christmas Eve, everybody. Hopefully you have a wonderful holiday season. I know it's a little bit tough this year. It's been tough on everybody, so hopefully you get your soul fulfilled with a little bit of Christmas magic this year, however you're spending the holidays. Hopefully you eat hearty and you stay healthy over the holidays, because we're back on January 4th with brand new episodes. So big thank you to everybody who has supported the show, whether you're a new listener or old listener. You've participated in the Dave Line. You've gone to one of our sponsors. You've shared it with a friend. You've bought a bumper sticker. You've signed up to be a VIP member. Whatever you've done to be a part of this show, thank you, and happy holidays from myself, the Sad Jaguar, and Candace Ray, and Panda, and Darth, and Marshmallow, and Gizmo, and Mamu, and everybody, and Rachel, and everybody who was involved in Safety Net Studio. We thank you from the bottom of our hearts. Coming up on today's show, this is a little bit of a best of, stuff that you maybe never heard before. It could be a new episode for you, depending on if you're a VIP member, because we record the show every night at 9 o'clock, and a lot of the stuff that we do there hits the cutting room floor. So here's some stuff that you probably have not have heard, but if you follow the show on a regular basis, it may add a little context to maybe a bit that we have done sometime in the past 3 months or so. That's coming up, as well as a brand new episode of Music News you can use, because I am still doing the radio morning show on Energy 106. So if you're looking for new content over an hour long, go check out the Wheeler in the Morning podcast. But Music News you can use today, which ends up on both podcasts. We have news on R. Kelly, that walking piece of shit. Also have news on Beyonce. She's doing something amazing. And we also have news on Katy Perry and Taylor Swift, which is kind of big because they used to fight and now they don't. We'll tell you all about that coming up in Music News you can use. Enjoy this shortened version of Wheeler After Dark over the holiday season. And Merry Christmas, everyone.
It's Christmas Eve. It's the one night of the year when we all act a little nicer, we smile a little easier, we cheer a little more. For a couple of hours out of the whole year, we are the people that we always hoped would be.
Tree is a symbol of the spirit of the Griswold family Christmas.
Dad, did you bring a saw?
If you are going to have intercourse tonight, please do not do it on company property.
Why the hell did you take your shoes off?
Why the hell you dress like a chicken?
My mother's coming for Christmas.
Oh my fucking god.
Yippee-ki-yay, motherfucker.
Oh my gosh.
What do you want? You want the moon? Just say the word and I'll throw a lasso around it and pull it down.
Dad!
I'm talking about a perfect life, a great life. Everything we pictured when we were young, the whole package.
That's what it's all about, isn't it? That's what it's always been about.
Clark, that's the gift that keeps on giving the whole year.
Merry Christmas.
Wanna know what I got for Christmas? A crushed soul.
If I could work my will, every idiot who goes about with Merry Christmas on his lips would be cooked with his own turkey and buried with a stake of holly through his heart.
If you believe in this spirit thing, the miracle will happen, and then you'll want it to happen again tomorrow. You won't be one of these bastards who says Christmas is once a year and it's a fraud. It's not. It can happen every day. You've just got to want that feeling. And if you like it and you want it, you'll get greedy for it. You'll want it every day of your life, and it can happen to you. I believe in it now. I believe it's going to happen to me now. I'm ready for it.
That every day.
Did I forget something, big man?
God bless us, everyone.
I love you.
We're gonna press on, and we're gonna have the happiest Christmas since Bing Crosby tap danced with Danny fucking K.
You gotta propose to her. There's all this magic in the air. People want to fall in love.
Do you really think you have a chance against us, Mr. Cowboy?
Hallelujah! Holy shit! Where's the Tylenol?
Neutralon.com wants to wish everybody a Merry Christmas and Happy Holiday Season. If you have a lawn, call Neutralon. They've been serving Winnipegan area since 1986. They guaranteed their weed control, and since there's snow on the ground, they're going to let you prepay for next spring at a 15% discount. Who else is offering that? No one. Neutralon.com. There's a link down in the pod script. Fill it out. They'll get back to you within 24 hours. Neutralon.com, partnering with you to achieve the lawn you deserve, all while providing a first-class customer experience.
Which one are you open? Can we just take a little break before we do the day
blood? Yeah, of course. Yeah.
I want to see what he's going to open.
What are you feeling?
Tommy says it doesn't count. Sweatpants doesn't count while giving blood.
Oh, fuck off. Somebody else other than Tommy.
You know what? I feel like the one beside the Louis. I haven't tried that one.
This?
Yeah. Oh, what's that?
That's a good one.
Oh, well.
Yeah, that's good.
I need a new glass. Should I come help?
No, I got it.
You sure?
Yeah. Wish we had a fucking bartender.
Hope we had a bartender. Oh, my gosh, your mic... Your headphones go all the way to the back of the bar.
Awesome. I can actually...
Hempy's saying no, he had to go to a store and be out in public in order for it to count.
That is public.
That is public.
Giving blood.
But then we can go for lunch after.
Whoa, can I change? I'll do it. It's fine. Okay. Someone has to buy my lunch.
He says he's in, but he's not paying for lunch.
I mean, I just read with... I don't say it out loud because of everything that's going on, but read with the Nomad just posted in the chat. You can read
Oh,
that.
I saw that.
Yeah.
I saw it, yeah.
The thing up.
Well, that's what happens. You're they left the group.
Ah! Henry. Oh.
Henry, yeah, you're supposed to leave Henry a little drink.
Yeah, drink and say, Dai Borja, Henry.
Oh, yeah. You know what happened this morning? Just, I know we're still off mics or on mics, but off the show for a second. This morning when you left to go to work.
Uh-huh.
Oh, I just need to do that guy. Yeah, I don't like that. Okay. It's
Hempy, is it your birthday tomorrow or next Tuesday? Happy birthday either way. Happy birthday, Hempy.
It's Hempy's birthday?
I'm trying to figure out if it's tomorrow or next week Tuesday, but she's saying that it's her birthday.
Okay, so this morning when you left, about an hour after you left, there was a bang in the living room and Panda jumped up and just started barking and I went out there to check. Thank you so much.
Oh, October 6th. The actual day is we give him blood.
Oh, it's Hempy's birthday that day?
Happy
Hempy,
birthday.
We're doing it all for you.
Yeah.
You can
I'll buy
all
her
the blood.
Lunch.
Yeah.
We'll buy her lunch.
I'll buy her lunch.
Yeah. Where should we go? Should we go to Frankie's?
Where do we give blood?
It's Joey Ello's restaurant.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
Well, I was talking to Ralphie today.
I thought it was... Oh, really?
He was headed there tonight for football.
Good old Ralphie Sacco.
Your old buddy, Howard was going to be there.
Oh, I like Howard. I haven't been to Frankie's yet. It's right by my work. I was thinking of going there for lunch one day this week.
777 Sherbrooke, I think, is where you donate.
So we should figure out what's something around there.
What's around there? Sherbrooke. Cousins? Stella's? There's a chicken place.
Canadian Blood Services at 777 William. 777 William. And then, yeah, that's the
Thai place close to there.
Yeah, great. There's actually some really good hole in the walls.
Yeah, there's some great stuff around there.
As far as where the thank you cards are, I just would like to say, I have to add this. I'm so happy. I like things when things are in order. And so I did my closet and I got it all color coordinated. Mm-hmm. I got the boys' rooms. I got that all sorted out. And then I did my office and I went through every piece of paper. I organized everything, got all the safety and studio stuff.
That's the best.
It was so good. Oh my gosh, it was awesome. I would have.
I don't want to see a dick pic.
That was okay. Now I'm starting to question whether you did or didn't want to see a dick pic, because that's the same voice, and that was your excited voice. I now know that you were full of shit last time we did that.
No,
because when when you're actually excited about something, that's the voice you make.
No, ask Dave if I ever made that voice in bed.
No, but that doesn't mean he. That, no, no, that could mean numerous things.
Okay, but I did it, and you know what I found?
Do that again!
No, I've never said that. Okay, but I found so many cards, thank you cards, all that kind of stuff, and I was like, wow, I can send all this stuff out to the VIPs. I'm so excited, I'm going to be able to do it. And I like looked at them, I'm like, who am I kidding? And I did find some gift certificates that I want to give away next week. And
cool.
And some mail I didn't send out.
We have gift certificates we could be giving away?
Yep.
I found mail of the... I'm embarrassed to say this.
Oh, yes.
The boys, like pictures of the boys from like kindergarten. And I'm talking about Angus. To be sent out to people we know. And I was like, oh, my cousin Natalie. I opened it up. I'm like, oh, Angus when he was in kindergarten.
You know, it'd be awesome.
It's
awesome. Send it out now. It'll be so funny.
I found so much stuff.
Why the fuck did you send me a picture of Angus when he was 5?
I don't think your kids are aging.
I found so much
Benjamin Button looking motherfuckers.
Well, I could get the board ready again for all the October birthdays, but have you been keeping track when a VIP signs up?
As soon as you send me the email.
Yeah, but you got to do all the things. Do you do all the things?
Okay, but in order to do that, we'd have to give a fuck. And so I guess that's not happening. So
if it's your birthday in October, happy birthday.
Happy birthday. Da, 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 da,
da, da. Happy birthday, October.
You know, maybe you can do something with the, where I work, which I'm just not going to say because whatever.
This
but,
is just VIPs.
Oh, okay, yeah, so yeah. Where well, maybe I can, I'll see if I can do something where they can get like a discount there so that, or I don't know, I'll you know, work something out there.
For October birthdays?
Maybe just all anybody. The time.
Hempy like is the only one with a birthday in October. That's it. Happy birthday. Move on.
Okay, we're done now. No
okay,
more
let's
birthdays.
Let's go back to the show.
All right.
Family doesn't make family wait. Johnny here from Vernas Auto Body at the top of the waterfront, where you're part of the family. We don't have long waiting lists like the dealerships located so far out of the way you spend half your morning on their shuttle. We're downtown, close to everything, with less overhead for lower labor rates. So for full mechanical services or collision work, come to the top of the waterfront.
You're part of the family at Vernas Auto Body.
Call 982-4540.
You gotta open your throat, relax your jaw. Oh!
So much music.
You played that music in the middle of the night.
Rock and roll.
Gotta hate rock and roll.
It's catchy, right?
Let's get this party something.
It's unfair that we can't listen to our music because it is about drugs and promiscuous sex.
It's music news you can use.
For Christmas Eve, December 24th, 2020. Beyonce has announced another round of funding from her Bay Good Foundation to help those affected by the coronavirus crisis. Beyonce has announced a $500,000 fund to help in the battle against the housing crisis brought on by the pandemic. Here's a quote from their website. The housing moratorium is set to end on December 26th, resulting in mortgage foreclosures and rental evictions. Many families are impacted due to the pandemic that resulted in job loss, sickness, and overall economy downturn, unquote. To help in the crisis, the foundation will award $5,000 to 100 families facing eviction due to the closing of the moratorium. Applications for the grants open on January 7th, with the money to be distributed by the end of the month, before a second round of funding will be allocated in February. Meanwhile, Beyonce released Black is King, the visual companion to her Lion King soundtrack, The Gift, back in July.
I believe I can fly. I believe I can touch the sky. Think about it every night and day. Spread my wings and fly away.
A new date has been set for R. Kelly's federal court trial for child pornography and obstruction charges in Chicago. The singer was initially set to stand trial on April 27th of 2021, but now due to the ongoing coronavirus pandemic, the date has now been moved to September 13th next year, as the New York Times reported. The report adds that the U.S. district judge admitted the date could be pushed back again due to the continued COVID-19 concerns. Kelly was first taken into custody in early 2019 on 10 charges of aggravated criminal sexual abuse. He was later arrested again in July that year, being indicted on 13 charges by federal officers. In May, Kelly pleaded not guilty in New York to counts of sex trafficking and new allegations of abuse from an anonymous victim. R. Kelly has always maintained that he is not guilty in regards to the accusations made against him.
Baby, you're a firework. Come on, let your colors burst. Make them go up.
And finally, Taylor Swift has taken to social media to celebrate the music video for Katy Perry's new single, Not the End of the World. Here's what it sounds like.
It's not the end.
The video, which stars Elf actor Zooey Deschanel, arrived on Monday and plays on the fact that the pair are known as lookalikes. In the video, the idea stems from Perry's plan to employ Deschanel as a body double while she was on maternity leave. Aliens then abduct Deschanel, believing her to be Katy Perry. Now, Taylor Swift, who released her surprise album Evermore last week, appears to be a fan of the video. That's kind of a big deal. She replied to a tweet from Perry with the gif of Deschanel in the caption, "This is genius." Perry and Swift were once embroiled in a long-standing beef, if you remember, which Perry has said was a misunderstanding. The singer has also revealed that she's planning on releasing an Access All Areas documentary focusing on the juicy parts of her life, inspired by her former nemesis Taylor Swift and her 2019 Netflix documentary, Miss Americana. That's music news you can use for Christmas Eve, December 24th, 2020. I'm Dave Wheeler. Henderson Massage Health and Wellness Center would like to wish everyone a Merry Christmas and a healthy, happy New Year. If you haven't done so, go in and see either one of their locations for massages to help you relax over this holiday season and start you off right in 2021. You can still get gift certificates at either location, 835 Henderson Highway or 266 St. Anne's Road. Henderson Massage Health and Wellness Center. There's a link down in the pod script. Are there any speak pipes to speak of? Speaking of speak pipes.
Speaking of pipes. Can you do a whole show like a weird like Sean Connery? Sean Connery.
Actually, I've got Bond news coming up a little bit later.
Oh, do you? Okay,
yeah,
good.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
What's happening over there?
She's checking for the speaker.
Oh,
mic.
Okay.
Is this like a break in between the actual show and the show?
Oh, this is like live show stuff. That's fine.
Oh, yeah. I love the live show. The stuff that hits the cutting room floor that only the VIPs get. They only know how good
I was
good
upstairs right
is.
Before we started, and Panda seriously ripped the hugest fart. It was crazy.
And it's so audible, right?
Her farts sound like people fart.
Yes. Yeah. Like, it's so weird.
It was nuts. She's just sitting there looking at me, and it's just like,
she's proud of them, too, eh? She smirks.
And then she's just like wagging her tail, like, quit blowing it around.
And that big feather.
And that's when I looked at the clock, and I was like, oh, shit, I got to do the show.
I can't stick around and enjoy
this.
I can't.
I'm not sitting here.
All right. No speak pipes. Oh, boy, we're light on the Dave line then. Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Oh, thanks, assholes.
All right. Hang on. We're just about to wrap the show here anyways.
Also, you still got headphones on.
I know. I can get pretty far.
Okay.
Right there. What are you still doing up? You can't get
okay, I'm right there.
All right.
Last time for a month. Not that I'm a big drinker.
Why
but
are
I,
you doing that, by the way?
I wanted to challenge myself. You know me. I like to challenge myself.
You don't need help not drinking.
I know. I'm not a heavy drinker, but it's just taking a little break. Does it bother you that much?
Yes.
I mean, I'm not giving up smoking weed.
Well, that's good.
Yeah. David, I had that question, and I was like, no.
If I can jump in here and just talk about how good, and I'm not being facetious. Nobody has paid me to say this or anything, but... when I went on my first round of non-drinking, when we went out for dinner, I would have,
Thank you.
Hey, what do you have for non-alcoholic beer? And I tried a few different ones, and none of them were really awesome. The best that I could find was O'Doul's, their amber brew. Like, the regular O'Doul's kind of suck, but at least the amber had a little bit of body to it. I'll be honest with you, I am extremely happy with these Budweiser Zeros.
They're good.
They are quite good.
They're tasty.
Look at the fucking face. Sour face. Like,
is he in the shot at all? Oh, no, he's not. Just out of the shot. Oh, gosh, that's funny.
But anyways, they actually are. I mean, for a guy who likes the taste of beer, this is a pretty good substitute.
That's good.
Yeah.
You got to get you another pack.
Now,
are they the same price? What's a 2-4?
I got them at Costco. If I remember correctly, there was a flat, which is a 2-4, 2-4 of cans. And I think it was just shy of, I think it was $36.
And what's a flat?
Soil the name of a 2-4 with your bullshit.
That's Alberta. Call it a flat.
Oh, yeah.
If it's cans, it's a flat. If it's a case, then it's a 2-4.
If there's no alcohol, it's stupid. How's
cheers.
Your 2-4 of stupid?
To another.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Loads.
It's a sober October. It's starting tomorrow.
No,
do you want to try it?
No.
Okay. I'm all right. I want to send a big shout out really quickly.
Is that a different kind?
Oh.
What's that one like?
Oh, that's aggressive.
That's very aggressive.
Oh, that was a lot.
What are you drinking? The good stuff?
It's Patron.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
Like, oh,
that's the good stuff.
Wow.
Right there. Love me.
Oh, dude.
Oh, man. Okay, I'll try that.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's try it.
Oh, my gosh.
He's having to chase her down.
Like, it's just...
I owe you this much after what I did today.
You fucking ruined it.
I'll do anything.
Oh, my gosh, you guys.
I mean, it tastes kind of like beer.
Right?
It smells bad, though. Did you smell it? No, it smells bad.
Really?
Oh, yeah. That doesn't smell like normal beer.
No, it smells like a kind of a skunky beerish.
Like a Heineken?
It smells like a farty Heineken.
I'm not a fan. I am not a fan of Heineken.
Merry Christmas.
Everyone at Frank's Pizza would like to wish you a Merry Christmas this holiday season. Serving North Winnipeg and Selkirk for over 40 years. Check out the link in the pod script and upgrade to homemade with Frank's Pizza. Frank's Pizza is available for pickup and delivery because you can't have turkey every night this holiday season. Check the link in the pod script or call 204-338-7922 or 204-482-7922 in Selkirk.
All the bullshit.
Isn't that nice? I got my scotch and soda.
Yeah, so day two is scotch and soda.
Yeah.
And?
It's delicious.
Ooh, delicious.
I like it.
I'm wearing a robe on the show today, and I just realized it is quite open. You're welcome, everyone.
We were going to show them your pictures, not actually show them your boobs on the show. Unless I missed something. Did you change something in the
end? You know what? I got real excited about it, actually. I have a shoot tomorrow, so I've mentioned on here before that I have been asked to be a model for a campaign that's very consistent. So I have a hair mask in my hair right now. And so
like a hair net?
No, a hair mask. Like a hair
mask. That doesn't...
Do you know what a hair mask
is? It's not where you wear a mask.
Coconut milk. This is the way I wear a mask.
Coconut milk?
Is
mayonnaise a thing? Is putting mayonnaise in your hair a thing?
Ugh, I hope not. If it is, don't.
Well, I know you're not mayo people, but...
No, I'm not. But
I thought that was a thing.
It was a thing. I've heard that before. It's not the first
time. Or was that like a 50s thing?
Probably like a 60s or when mayo came out. They wanted to be multi-use.
When...
You could put it on your sandwich. You could throw it up, or you could stick it in your hair.
Wives couldn't leave the house, so they had to like give them hair products that were part of the food products, so they had it, and they didn't have to justify why they bought it
or why their wives. I want to leave and get a hair mask. Use the mayonnaise.
Yeah, they didn't want to get smacked.
No, I'm Can using one
that?
Of a.
Maybe we shouldn't joke about that.
Portia Ella's coconut hair mask. So I have it in, I guess, supposed to leave it in for only half an hour, 20 minutes, half an hour, but I'm going to do the whole show with it. So,
okay.
Getting right. ready. Well,
this isn't
going to
be like the eyebrow situation, is it?
Oh, gosh, I hope not.
What if you overcook your hair mask?
Oh, gosh.
Look at me.
You
can't
overcook your hair mask. That's not a thing.
Okay.
That's not a thing.
It's true. Right.
Have a great weekend, everybody.
That's it?
If you're if you're a VIP member.
You have a trending story.
I'll save it for tomorrow.
No, there is no tomorrow, and I have something too.
Okay, I'll save it for tomorrow.
I have something to do.
Okay, let's do it. You guys got to let me know this.
Let's
do it now. Let's keep going. Let's give him a long one. What do you got?
Well, now it feels like there's a lot of pressure. I don't know if
Candace,
want to do
you go first.
Now.
Sure, I will.
Go and check that out right now and support local because they support local too.
Jason? You talked to him lately?
I've talked to Ty, his son, more than Jason. Jason's busy. Like he's one of the few restaurants that has been doing this all the way through, so it's pretty compliant for him. Regular takeout delivery. Takeout delivery. So he's doing really well. All right, here's a... Pardon me. Call
what are you
one
shitting
here.
About?
Well, yeah, but those aren't the ones with the lightning port on the bottom. Those are the old ones.
I lose headphones all the time. Yeah, I'm sure you know this.
Yeah, chargers, headphones.
Anything with a wire on it, it's just gone. And Dave was asking me for some today. I was like, I don't know where they were. And he's like,
You would ask me. You're like, hey, do you know where there's any headphones?
I just found two.
There's eight sets in the studio.
God
damn. Don't touch mine.
All right, here we go.
I've been trying for no
zero
I've been
months.
Not trying for quite a while. It's a lot of work to not try.
What's trending is brought to you by Neutralon Winnipeg. Upgrade to homemade with Neutralon. That makes a ton of sense. Jesus.
Kelly rolls out your lawn every day, and Dana will make you a pizza while it's happening. It's great.
I'm gonna do cross promotions now.
If you end up with grass in your pizza from Frank's, just ignore it.
Just eat it. It's delicious.
Yeah, it's fine.
It's Dana and Kelly's homemade grass.
It's supporting
they use local grass.
Local evergreenness. Local evergreenness.
Oh, the
on every
evergreenness
pizza.
Is so good. Can you cut up some of my best, like, you know, acting lately, and we'll put it in for next time there's a
yeah,
movie.
You've been hamming it up lately.
Yeah. I'm just trying to get some bits together so next time I was asked to do a play a role as a
stand-up comedian?
No.
Model.
Poor fatherless woman.
Soulless ginger.
Wife of a dickhead.
Ooh. Essential shopper.
You play the role of person who needs a can opener.
Fuck!
It's like, what do they call them now? Like, women bosses? There's like a term
for
them.
Yeah, bosses.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, you
can
just call them bosses.
I know, I agree.
Boss lady?
Boss lady. It's something like that. They were looking for one, and they wanted like a role of, and I was like, I don't have any of that kind of stuff, so you could start clipping this stuff, and that'd be great. So what I'm asking for inside of our podcast. Of
Candace just being a cunt, and just send them off to the agency.
Yeah. These are all the inflectuations I can do in my, you know.
Well, once a month, you should be able to find some episodes where she's kind of a bitch.
Yeah, and then look around the.
I mean, I don't have to necessarily be a bitch, but I just thought, you know.
I mean, I didn't say you were a bitch. I said kind of.
Kind of. Okay.
Bitchy.
Well,
is bitchy better?
I don't mind bitchy. It doesn't bother me.
I don't like calling people a bitch. I like calling them bitchy.
She is very assertive.
Powerful. I think the word's powerful.
Powerful.
I love you, Candace.
For Neutralon. That's what we need. More Neutralon. I'm really practicing it.
Neutralon.
I don't got much time left, guys. It's 40. It's not happening.
I didn't want to do this. I wanted to come out and tell a few jokes. You created this monster.
Thanks for listening.
Thanks for being here with me for a little while.
You guys have been great. Thanks a lot for coming. I hope you enjoyed it.
All right, then.
This podcast is property of Safety Net Studio.